This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Monday, the 18th of April, less 5. It's easy to look at that 13 and think it's an 8, right? The 3 and the 8 together. See what I'm thinking, ladies? You understand? You all have become used to how I think by this time, right? Haven't
you? Sadly, yeah, we've got it in there. Well, you give us the wrong day to keep us on our toes because there's a
cold. That is correct. Tis Monday. I said to Kara a couple of hours ago, it seemed like just seconds ago, that we set our sayonara on Friday. Have a nice weekend. By the way, what did we do for Easter here? I noticed that there were a number of things here. The governor of Kentucky, for example, enforced a mandatory quarantine, so you couldn't go to Mass. There were people sitting in cars around here that listened on the radio. They went to the church parking lot, sat in the church parking lot, and had their radios on because the Mass or whatever, there were three or four of them that I saw doing it.
There was a big story in California that actually got national attention, and it actually made the Department of Justice send out a letter saying, hey, watch your step, local governments, because, well, we want to keep people safe. You can't shut people's ability to go to church off. It's just not constitutional. In California, they had an old drive-through. A drive-in movie that allowed.
Yeah, I've seen that around the country.
And it's a really cool idea. You know, you have a drive-in theater. Everybody can drive in their car and watch the church. Well, California, this is actually the county of San Bernardino or Riverside. I think it was Riverside County. They decided to shut it down, and they said that they could absolutely not do that. And so they fought, and I guess there are a couple of lawyers who got involved, and they even got a letter from the Department of Justice saying this is unconstitutional. These people can actually go to church this way, and it's safe, and everybody should be allowed to do this. And so they finally had to open up and let it go. So there was actually a warning letter spurred by this story in California nationally saying, guys, if people want to have church and you can do it in a car, let them gather. There's no harm in that.
So the governor of Kentucky said that if you went to church, you could go to church, but afterwards you'd be subject to a mandatory 14-day self-quarantine. So how'd that go over, or how would it go over any place? There were six churches that had services in a couple of places. Most of them were I'm trying to think of what we had around here. They were Baptist churches, or the more, if you will, conservative of the Protestant faith churches.
That's basically the same as anyone else who's gathering. I don't see why they should be any different.
Yeah, gathering is a gathering.
Yeah. If they're going to church or they're going to a party, I mean, if people are being arrested for going to parties and going out to places with more than 10 people, if you're going, then okay, that's the decision you make, and then you have to stay at home for 2 weeks after.
The car thing is such a great thing to do.
I think that's awesome, too. Yeah, that was a great idea. My grandfather did the same thing. He got into his car and drove to the church parking lot with other people and then just sat there and listened to the service.
Well, that's it. You go on the radio or however they do it. Or maybe speakers outside, whatever, and that kind of stuff. That does make some sense. And because it was Easter, a lot of people want to go to a church anyway.
Speaking of
big parades,
being outside and celebrating Easter, did you guys see the video from Andrea Bocelli when he was in front of the Duomo in Milan?
I haven't watched yet, but I heard it was incredible.
It's like a half an hour. He sings Amazing Grace, and it's literally just him standing by himself in this completely empty, there's no one else around the area, but he just sounds so amazing, and I think like a couple million people tuned in to listen to him singing live. I don't know. I think a lot of people were very emotional about it, and it just kind of showed the stark reality
of
the situation.
Some of those PBS specials that are done in the squares of some of those Italian cities and towns pretty fabulous anyway. You can imagine if you've seen any of those, kind of what it would look like and feel like. So, yeah, good luck. There are a couple of other things going on here that have to do directly with the virus. I noticed that especially airlines like JetBlue that serve and Southwest that serve a number of cities, usually in a metro area. For example, in Los Angeles, Southwest uses Burbank and LAX, and I think they use Ontario. JetBlue uses, they use LAX, and they also are in, down in Long Beach, I think, and maybe one or two. I think they're out in Burbank. So now they're, and around Boston, here, Southwest uses Manchester, Providence, and Boston. JetBlue uses, Providence, Worcester, and Boston. So they're canceling all the flights out of all the secondary airports, and they're making everybody go if you want. Their business, by the way, is off 80%. How'd you like to be in a business that was off 80%? That's the airlines in general, off by 80% in comparison to last April. So you'll if you've got a ticket already, they'll tell you that you have to go not to Providence but go to Boston to get on a flight there. But I thought that was pretty interesting. And they're doing it through the middle of June as well. Boston, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, Washington, because there are at least two or three airports in each one of those communities. So it does make sense, doesn't it, to go into one airport, and that's usually the bigger, the biggest of the airports. I think that was interesting. More for those airlines. And in Southern California, Jennifer, animal shelters have cleaned out. Pet adoptions are way, way up. And so
it's a good time to train a dog.
Yeah, and to bond with a new pet. It's the perfect
right.
time.
Yeah. Well, you sort of did that, didn't you?
Yeah.
That dog
kind of,
you have yeah. was a result of the Puerto Rican situation, but he's also certainly a child of the times. You
yeah.
got him as this thing started. Right.
You know, I think the fact that, yeah, and right as this started, for sure, and I think the fact that we have been home with him so much yeah. in a concentrated way, it allowed us to really kind of learn his personality. And I think we bonded with him faster. And who knows, maybe we would have, you know, we were fostering him with the intention of, you know, finding him a home. And then he ended up being a perfect fit for us. So it's a great time. A lot of people are fostering. A lot of people are signing up to adopt, and it's one of the best things that can come from this is that you could end up with the most wonderful animal companion. So I think it's great.
Yep. So tell me this, in your experience, the companies, the retail, the big box stores, we were talking Walmart yesterday, anyone, I drove by four or five of them, they were all jammed, Home Depot, that sort of thing. So some companies have decided, if I'm not mistaken, to just close down. Macy's, the big stores that are in the malls, closed down. TJ Maxx is closed, as far as I know. Marshall's.
Well, they're non-essential, so that's a big
why
part
is Walmart,
of it.
Why is that essential?
Because they sell groceries and medicine.
Yeah. 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 Okay. For people in the Midwest, that's like the only grocery store that yeah. they have within a couple hours.
Yeah.
Now, parts of Walmart's and Home Depot's and things, well, not Home Depot probably because construction is essential, but parts of Walmart have like the home stuff, like the floor,
and
home flooring.
And I think
flooring,
Target, too. They,
yeah, and kitchen design. That part of the store has been shut down, so it's yeah. really just they're sticking to essential stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of essentials, it is essential that you keep your home clean. That you, I was going to do this before or after, I guess. there's a story floating around that there are a number of women reporting that landlords, when they tell the landlord that they can't pay the rent, they say, okay, hoochie coochie, coochie coo.
This is disgusting, and this is happening in
yeah,
New York.
Yeah, landlords are trying to figure out, you know, other methods of getting payment if they're not getting paid their rent. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, I mean, that's
people
really
like the old days. It's like the old days. I like that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm kidding. It was a joke. Jeez.
So the commission in Hawaii, for example, the State Commission for Women, offering guidance on the emergency rent assistance. They have a database of bad landlords. So if this is going on with you, then, you know, I mean, it's a chuckle, but it isn't a chuckle. This is pretty nasty stuff. You got 180 days to report the incident to the Hawaii Civil Rights Commission. I'm just using that as an example, but it's going on elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so the word to the wise, you don't have to, there's no way somebody's going to make you do that to pay the rent. Well, you can stay if you have sex with me. No.
You can just stay. Everywhere has said you can just stay. You don't have to
exactly.
go.
pay attention.
But not everybody knows this, and also,
I know,
you know,
that's why I said that.
But if you're also illegal, then landlords are using that against people and against women. And this is happening in New York now, and I'm sure it's happening in L.A. and other places where the landlord says, fine, then I'm going to call the cops on you. And then the woman says, all right, well, I can't get deported right now. I have kids or whatever the circumstances. And so, like, it's putting women in horribly vulnerable positions.
It's,
I know it's funny to joke about, but like the reality is pretty stark.
The whole business of illegals, and I say this, and I say it because it's how I feel. If the situation with the real problem with the illegals had been taken care of, we wouldn't have so many people taxing a system that's overtaxed to begin with. I am not sorry that I feel this way. I just don't think that we should be prioritizing or giving services to people who are here breaking the law instead of not, you know, giving services to people who are here legally, who are legitimate. And it just it goes against my grain. I don't like it. Joe Biden apparently has been accused of, as we do all the sex stories together here, of some kind of assault. This is not recent, but just is showing up now. What did we make of Joe and he hasn't responded at all to this, I don't think, has he? Has he said anything? Anybody say anything about this?
When this first has he addressed this specifically? This
I don't think so.
Woman?
This one came out a couple weeks ago, but now the difference is that it's gone criminal. So she's pressed criminal charges against him. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's come out about it.
It was 1990s.
Right.
Why didn't she press charges then? Is it?
I mean, I don't know.
I asked about all of that, but.
She was a former Senate aide, so maybe she didn't want to lose her job or be banned from politics completely. I know that she has told people or talked about it in the last 20 years, and I guess a Biden spokeswoman said that the allegation is false, but, I mean, what else do you expect them to say?
Right.
Of course they're going to say that.
Well, but he was accused of stuff when he was just being Joe, and we can say, well, it's not proper now.
Yeah,
he put his hands on the shoulder of somebody.
People have been saying that he does kind of creepy stuff for a long time, so I don't know if it's that much of a reach that he might have gone beyond that at some point. But
well, what's the definition of creepy?
Well,
for
in
some,
this case,
well, this is beyond creepy.
This is a sexual assault.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not just being creepy. This is she's accusing him of sexual assault. So, who knows? The whole thing is so sickening. It's like, you know, I mean, Trump has got a million accusations against him for many years, long before he was in politics. Now Biden's got stuff. It's like, what is wrong with men? Can't they just keep it in their pants? Don't we have better examples to be held
That's
in these high
point.
Offices?
Right. Why do we
don't
have
we,
with the lowest common denominator? Is this the best we can do, given the fact that there are a lot of people? Michael Bloomberg is a great example, frankly, of someone.
Well, he's got him too. He had it too.
So Mark Cuban wants to run for president. He got any of those accusations against him?
You find out when they start to run
what
for
about,
president.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Which is why I say give everybody, treat this fairly. I would say the same thing that I said for Joe Biden that I said for Brett Kavanaugh. Let people have their chance to defend themselves.
Yeah.
Let the story come out and see what happens.
Clean, 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 clean. Your home needs to be clean. Your bedroom needs to be clean. Stay healthy. Wash and dry your My Pillows. You can't do that with anybody else's pillow. There's not another pillow in the world that you can wash and dry. My Pillow, you can do it. And if it doesn't last, it's got a 10-year warranty. So if they fall apart before that, you get a new one, free. Standard queen-size pillows, also 66% off, limit 10 per customer. You want to do the house all over again? Get these My Pillows, wash them and dry them. Now's the time. Save 66% with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Let's get on it. Let's keep that house as clean as possible so you'll stay healthy as possible. And one of the ways of doing that is to wash everything in the bedroom, including the pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener special page, use the promo code DJV, and check out whatever you need, 66% off, fabulous buys right now, I think till the end of April, at MyPillow.com. Best deal with the promo code DJV.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
I never liked this song. I don't mind most of it, but at the end when they go, and all that yelling and screaming at me, I don't like it. McCartney wrote this song, and that's him singing this. Music Time, by the way, is 24 after the hour on the DJV program. We're focused on Hey Jude here. The handwritten lyrics used in the studio when the Beatles recorded this song in 1968. Sold for almost $1 million. What'd you say, Kara? Nice to know people have money to do this in this day and age. Well, there are always going to be people who want to collect this stuff. The lyric sheet, which McCartney used during the recording session at the Trident Studio in London, and then he gifted it to a studio engineer, had a pre-auction estimate of $160,000, and it sold for $910,000. The sale of the lyrics highlighted Julian Auction's Beatle-themed lot that coincided with the 50th anniversary of their breakup. Some other items included were the drumhead from the Beatles' 1964 concert at the Cow Palace in San Fran, $200K for that. John Lennon and Yoko's bagism drawing. What was that? I don't know. Do you know what that is?
One of their drawings they did together? I don't know.
Really?
They did a lot of, they were both doing art together for a while.
$93,750 for that. A shooting script for a Hello Goodbye video featuring handwritten notations by Lennon and Harrison. That went for $83,000. Ringo's Abbey Road ashtray, $32,000. Additionally, the original stage from the Beatles' first public performance back in 1960, where the band was billed as the Silver Beats, that sold for $25,000. Pre-auction estimate was $10,000 to $20,000. The 19x10 spread of wood planks. These people are nuts.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about this auction, which we sort of did a preview maybe a month ago about this. And we were all laughing that someone would actually buy the wood planks that the Beatles stood on. But they did.
They did.
25 grand. What do you do with that? Like, where do you... What do you do with it? Do you set up a stage somewhere in your house?
But crank this up, will you please, Kara? It's my favorite Beatles, one of the four favorite Beatles songs.
You don't need me to show the way love. Why do I always have to say love?
Bum, 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 bum. Come on.
Interesting to me that you don't like the yelling at the end of Hey June.
Yeah, that's what you subject us to.
Like this whole song and you sitting here yelling.
All right, so we don't want to do any more Beatles stuff. John Stamos is in the musical spotlight also during this hour of the BJV program. 25 years ago, he was a sometimes drummer for the Beach Boys. He was in Full House. John Stamos had the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to jam with Springsteen and John Fogerty at a private 50th birthday party for John Fogerty. He's been sitting on this video from the event all these years. Now he has shared it on his Facebook page. Stamos said, quote, I promised super cool Julie Fogerty that I would never let this private homespun video out of my hands, but sitting around during this time scanning old videos, I figured it would be an extremely special thing for people to see these two supernovas, two of music's biggest and most legendary icons, sing and play together in John Living... this is like, should be today, right? It was in his living room. So I asked Julie if it was okay to post a bit. She said, sure. And when this whole thing is over, let's have a barbecue. I love John and Julie Fogerty so much. That's what he posted. It's a 15-minute video featuring long snippets of CCR's Born on the Bayou, Proud Mary, Green River. How does it sound in the room? Let's hear a little of it, Karen. So it sounds like it was recorded kind of off mic almost, right?
I think it's a cell phone video.
Is it?
Or maybe, well, back then, no, it wouldn't have been. It would have been in 95, just a camcorder probably.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Bruce
but it
and
is
John...
fun to watch. I did watch all 15 minutes of
did
it.
Did you?
It's a lot of fun, yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's Springsteen singing backup for Fogerty and then vice versa. It's pretty cool.
All right. Fans speculate that unless it's a very obscure cover, it seems to be a Springsteen original nobody's ever heard before. So there you go, if you're a fan. 28, 29 after the hour here.
Yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a new week begins, a Federal Reserve policymaker says it will be a big process to get the U.S. economy back up and running again, as many Americans continue to suffer financially from the coronavirus pandemic.
This could be a long, hard road that we have ahead of us until we get to either an effective therapy or a vaccine.
Fed Bank of Minneapolis President Neel Kashkari telling CBS's Face the Nation the Fed is looking at an 18-month timeline for the global economy to rebound. The governors of Mississippi and Louisiana have both declared states of emergency after deadly storms moved through the states yesterday. In southern Mississippi, at least six people were killed when tornadoes tore across that state. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves promising that state's mobilizing all resources to protect people. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now. Let's review. Charlie Keelan is here. Kara Sherman is here. Doug Steffen. We're going through the Monday notebook here. It's the 13th of April, and Patriots Day in Massachusetts. It actually would be it's next Monday. The marathon would have been run, and Patriots Day, which I remember when I was teaching school, one of the poems that we studied on Patriots Day was The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. Did the two of you ever do The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Huh?
But Patriots Day
is now alive.
I don't remember it though. No. Yeah, but okay. But isn't do they do the marathon on Patriots Day?
On Patriots Day. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not this year, but yeah. Normally, and it's usually the third Monday of April. So anyway, the things that have highlighted our conversations today with regard to the coronavirus and the lines before going into or coming out of the box stores, grocery stores, that sort of thing. People waiting in line for desperate items still seems to be a problem. You see the trucks everywhere driving to deliver goods. People are just buying up all kinds of stuff still. The story from New York City where there are giant trenches being dug out at the public cemetery on Hart Island for the unclaimed bodies to be buried there. Talking about my experience yesterday going to Wegmans and getting plastic bags the reusable bags are being banned now because they apparently are a danger, a hazard to shoppers. So something for you to keep in mind when you're going into a grocery store. Don't bring your own bags because they won't let you use them. Leave them home. So let's see, what else? Easter yesterday, going to church, a lot of interesting pictures of people sitting in their cars listening to the to the whatever was going on in church. How'd they pass the cup though? And usually in church they have the donation trays that go around, right? During part of the service.
I would assume that maybe they're doing online, like Venmo or something. Maybe they're doing it that way. I'm not sure. Or because not a lot of people are even carrying cash right now. And
no,
if you go into a store and try to use cash, they look at you like...
right.
I never have cash on me anyway, but I've seen other people go through that.
I do, because I like to pay cash for some things that are fast. But traveling around, anywhere you go, there's a plastic thing up, and they want you to stick in the card, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dr. Fauci apparently has a problem with Trump, and Trump's got a problem with Fauci. I don't know where this is going to go.
I don't know that Fauci has a problem with Trump. I think what he said that Trump has a problem with, he said if we had acted sooner, we could have saved lives.
But he didn't say it's Trump's fault. He didn't. Yeah, right. That's what a lot of people...
That's just a fact. But then Trump retweeted someone else's tweet, which is very passive-aggressive and childish, but he retweeted someone else's tweet that called for Dr. Fauci to be fired.
Yeah.
So essentially, that's how Trump lets people know what he's thinking by retweeting certain things.
This is just no time for politics or small thinking. Fauci said also over the weekend that he was cautiously optimistic that the virus was weakening, and I've heard any number of people say that. And so now we look at hospital admissions, that's how they check it out, intensive care facilities, that sort of thing. Not only has this thing flattened, but it's interesting because last week was supposed to be the worst week, and in some places it was. Like here in my community, it was bad.
Have you guys hit your apex yet?
We have now. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Saturday in New York City was the apex, they believe.
Right.
And it
and
starts,
Fauci says, okay, so we can start looking ahead a little bit. The governors of each state will make the call, not the president, not anybody else. They listen to Fauci. But I think, and in some cases, they'll make a mistake. And if you do it too soon, this thing will just flare back up again. So it's a very fine line that it seems to me. They'll be very careful, right? I think it is. They're going to be very, very careful. So anyway.
So on top of all of that, then we've got the weather situation. That's
right.
Horrible.
Yeah, let's talk. Tornadoes, people dying in the south. Where is the worst example of that, Victoria?
Well, unfortunately, on Easter Sunday, there were 40 reports of tornadoes across the south. So it took a path from Texas and Arkansas across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and then into the Carolinas. 18 people have been killed. They're still searching for a lot of people. Almost 1.5 million people are out of power right now. Homes and businesses have no power. So and that same storm, although without the tornado part, that same storm system is actually working its way up to the mid-Atlantic states today. And Kara probably already had it. We've got it today. We've got gale warnings, gusts of 65 mile per hour winds. That's
same
a lot.
Thing here. Yep.
Yeah.
On the coast,
right
we were supposed to be 40, 45 miles an hour where I am, but on the coast they predict 65 to 75 mile an hour winds.
That's tropical storm
flooding.
Territory, you know.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Those are tropical storm conditions. That's nothing to sneeze at. So in New Jersey, on the shore here, they've been warning everyone since yesterday morning that we might lose power, tree lines, you know, power lines will be down, trees will be down. So, you know, batten down the hatches if you're in New Jersey because it's not going to be a fun day.
No. And so this weather, this time of year, this is sort of, it seems potent. But we haven't talked a lot about the weather. This time of year, this sort of thing happens. The tornadoes develop because the cold air, the winter is still fighting to exist in a manner of speaking. And spring is here. My lawn needs to be mowed already. It's grown that much in the last week or 10 days. And a lot of people are finding that circumstance. We had quite a bit of rain. We haven't had as much rain this year so far as we did last year at this time. because I can actually get onto the land after a couple of days of drying. And last year this time, to do farming, get fields ready, we couldn't get on land until June. It was
I do remember that. Yeah,
awful.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So hopefully, Sweden has a lockdown in effect, which I found interesting. They have had a low rate of death, and now it's gone up, and the government decided that they were going to basically lock down the country. This is a very socialistic country, and it's for many people in Nirvana. I've found that all of the Scandinavian countries are fascinating. They kind of are on an island of their own. Denmark, Sweden, Norway, these areas are. I've been in them a couple of times. I actually went up in Norway somebody on a trip that I took to the Soviet Union. Somebody said, let's go into the Soviet Union in a way that no one will know we're there. And I said, are you kidding? This is a coming. No, no, we'll show you. So we got into, there was a bus that we got. We hired a bus. There were four or five talk radio people and our tour guide. And we went up to the northernmost part of Norway. And there was a little back road where Russia meets Norway. And we drove across it. And we drove into Russia. And nobody paid any attention to us. Nobody.
You didn't even have to cross a border?
Nope. Didn't have. There was no
what
border
year
crossing.
Was this? I feel this like would that's have been different now.
1990, maybe four or five.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. Somewhere in there.
Pre-Putin, really, right?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it's a little difficult now.
That would have been. When was Reagan president? That was Gorbachev time. So who was after that? Boris Yeltsin? I'm trying to think of who would have been in there. After the fact, something, you know, along that line. Mm. Anyway, just one of the things that I find interesting, the world is a fabulous and fascinating place. And traveling is the most educational thing. Well, it'd be wonderful when people can travel again, because travel really is the most eye-opening. And it's sad because only about 30% of Americans have a passport even, which is the lowest of any progressive country, way below. Most countries have 70, 80. In England, 90% of the people there have a passport. And they want to go and exchange the rest
of
the world.
Travel's so easy once you're in Europe. Well, now with Brexit, who knows if... But that's one of the things that's so nice. Once you get to anywhere in Europe, it's so cheap to travel within those countries. It's really... And when I lived in London, the family I lived with, they would just, you know, once a month, they would just hop on the Channel and go to Paris for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And
we did
just,
that. Megan
that
and I,
day.
When Megan was in school there, it was a 90-minute ride.
Yep.
We got to, I forget which one of the train stations we were at. I think it was Victoria. We got there at 8 o'clock. We got on the train. We went over 90 minutes into Paris, spent the day there, had lunch at a little cafe just by Notre Dame. Megan's been to Paris dozens of times, loves it. And then we went out into the country, spent the rest of the afternoon, and took the train back. I think it was 8 o'clock at night. And it was like going to Boston.
Yep. It's very easy. It's very convenient. It's very inexpensive.
Yep.
So, Europeans...
Transportation is a lot more intelligent in Europe, I would say, than it is here, or at least public transportation. It requires infrastructure. You know, you're going to see this summer... Where there are, I think what's going to happen out of this, Victoria, we're going to have, especially if the economy goes into the tank and we have an in and out, up and down, and people can't get back to work, you can't collect taxes and do that sort of thing. So what happened after the Depression of 1929, the Works Progress Administration was established by Roosevelt, the first thing he did when he became president, and he put millions of Americans back to work building, rebuilding, buildings. My farm was constructed by the Works Progress Administration. The barns were built by the public entity that was funded by the government. And so you can see a lot of it says there's a plaque on the gate going in, built by WPA 1932.
Wow.
And then there's a lot of that's going to happen. I think you'll see a lot of that because that's the only way they can get the economy going. The government's the only one that either has the money or can borrow the money. God knows how we're ever going to pay it back. But I think you're going to see a lot of that stuff as we move out of this. Big public works entities. And that's, you know, so, and we certainly have the roads. Man, travel on the roads in this country, what a, yesterday I had to move a very heavy trailer from one farm to another, and it was overloaded, and I said to my guy, come on, why'd you load it? Well, because we only want to make one trip. Okay, so I hooked it up to the, hooked the trailer up to the truck, and I watched the truck go down to the ground about 4 inches closer than normally is. I was worried about getting in and out of driveways and on the road, and we went very slowly, but it was a good, safe trip. It was fine. But, you know, I look as I go over bridges, and I know it more in Massachusetts, notice it more in Massachusetts and the Northeast. Maybe it's because the road freezes and buckles and whatever it is, but the bridges are awful. And every time I went over a bridge, I slowed down because I know that they don't match the roadway and the bridges don't match. So you go over them and they bump, bang, boom, and you don't notice it in your car, but when you're in a truck with a heavy trailer behind you, you feel it. And it just, that kind of stuff needs to be fixed. There are a lot of roads that are just in horrible shape, and I think you'll see a lot of that stuff. You know, you think the travel is bad in the summer. Now, with all the detours, wait about 4 months and see roads being completely shut down to be rebuilt, redone. Researchers say that of all the people who are either developing a problem or dying from the coronavirus, 78% are obese. Underlying health conditions that have to do with weight. That's why people are dying. Chronic lung disease created by obesity. Cardiovascular disease created by obesity. So if you don't want to be hospitalized, if you don't want to have this condition, then join the millions of people now who have decided to use Calitrin as their weight loss rescue. That's what it is, the weight loss rescue. Go to toploss.com and see the stories. Read, you can hear, there are videos of people who have lost 30 pounds, 60 pounds, 100 pounds. They don't do it overnight because losing that kind of weight overnight is very unhealthy for your body. It really is. The shock to your body is bad for your, if you have a weakened heart and you get one of those surgeries, woof, you're in big trouble. So, let's go to toploss.com. Let's use the code DJV. Let's get on this all-natural weight loss formula that I really am excited about because 86% of the people who use this product have success. 6 months, good time. Buy three, get three free now at toploss.com. That's the deal. Or you'll double whatever. You want to buy 30 of them, you get 60 of them. Toploss.com. The code is DJV. Lose the weight, keep it off the safe way.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain, unless you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Past the hour, Monday the 13th of April, we start our movie news, movie moments portion of the program with a theme, the television theme from Get Smart, but it did get used in the movie, I think, as I remember. There were two of these movies, weren't there, Chucker? Do I remember two of these movies?
It was a movie called The Nude Bomb, based on the TV show. Don Adams reprised his role as Agent Maxwell Smart, and the original cast all came back. The movie, I think the movie came out like 1980, 81. That movie was a bomb. It did not do well. But the original show aired from 1965 to 1970. I remember watching repeats when I was a kid. Following. Great show. It was actually created by Mel Brooks and Buck Henry. Don Adams, who played the lead in that show, was born today in 1920. I think he passed away like 20 years ago, but that was a very funny show, very creative, with a huge cult following.
He had such a deadpan look on his face that Steve Carell tried to the movie with he.
Oh, yeah, that movie too.
Hathaway.
That movie too. Yeah, a lot of people like that film. I'm not a big fan of it. I didn't think it was just okay. It was okay, but I didn't think it was as good as the original TV show, though.
I think I'm but damaged it when it comes to listening to my ladies here talk about Anne Hathaway. As I recall, they're not exactly fans.
Really? Why? I like her.
You do? I don't know.
Well, I've interviewed her twice, and I found her insufferable, like her.
Okay, that's a real... Okay, understood.
Yeah, got it. All okay. Right. Rob Lowe is in talks for an adaptation of Joe Exotic from Tiger King.
He wants really? Already?
Yeah, but that's what I wondered about. I don't get this Tiger King. I asked the ladies last week. I don't even get what the hell's going on with it.
Jennifer just started watching it, and she said she really likes it. So,
what is it about? What goes on in the show? Joe Exotic.
You know, okay, so he's a guy, I guess, this is what I'm gathering from watching other people talk about it. He's a guy who has tigers, and so, like, when people, you know, hire, if you're a fancy person and you want to have, like, a tiger at your backyard party, then he's the guy who does it. So,
really?
But then there's also
exactly
a murder.
Yeah.
But there's also a murder mystery behind it, too. And so
That's really kind of
there's also a lot of drama besides that, where apparently Joe Exotic has reeled in straight men and, like, turned them gay, and he's married with two husbands, and yeah, there's a lot of side drama, and that's why people are interested in it.
Okay.
And like I said on Friday, 35 million viewers have watched in 10 days on Netflix. Yeah. That's the biggest viewership they've ever gotten, even bigger than Stranger Things season 2. So there's a lot of buzz, a lot of talk. I would be surprised they're negotiating any sort of feature already.
My son and I were talking about this. He was one of the writers on that TV show, Learn to Kill Your Husband or whatever the hell. What's the name of that show?
Why Women Kill.
Why Women
Kill.
CBS. Okay. Right, okay. So it was on CBS All Access. And now they're going to put it on the CBS network along with all the other stuff. They had the original, the first year of the series for, like, that show first came out last year. They're doing another, the second season right now, or they were before everything stopped. And so he said, I'll get a check, a residual check for running for $2,000 when they put it on, which I thought was kind of cute, when they put it on the television network. But they're going to do that with a lot of their shows. They did it last summer with The Good Fight, which is a wonderful show. That's one of the reasons I signed on to CBS All Access. But then there's the How to Kill Your Husband or whatever it is, Why Women Kill. And then there's the Patrick Stewart Star Trek thing that apparently has been very popular. Did you just recreate the role he had in the movie, right?
Yes, Picard. And then also they got the Twilight Zone streaming show also on there.
Yeah. So do other networks have these sorts of TV shows and movies? CBS is going to do a Sunday night movie like the old days when ABC did
it. That's on the regular. I think CBS is the first one to have original content.
It is.
Streaming, yeah. Best of my knowledge.
So will that work better for them? What do you think, guys? Will that work better for CBS, get better ratings? Because they won't be doing repeats all for the next 6 months. They get all that material.
I think it only works if people are buying into the streaming content. I mean, obviously Netflix rules the roost. Disney Plus has done.
No, I'm talking about putting the stuff on regular commercial TV.
Oh,
like the CBS going to take all that stuff, and put it on their CBS network, television network.
That's again. I don't know if they'll do that. They might not want to.
They do want to do it. I said
do
they're
they
going to
really
do it. They've already announced they're going to do it. Last week they announced that they're going to do.
Okay.
Well, then that tells me that not many people are watching their streaming service, and they need the ad revenue somehow.
Really?
That would be my takeaway from it.
What they said is that they have the content, and they want to use it to have fresh content on the.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.